Notice! Notice! This midweek mini was recorded several months ago and may not be up to date with current events. For fresh minisode uploads with every episode, head to patreon.com/chilluminatipod.
And welcome, Minnesota 255.
Still weird.
I missed you.
Oh yeah.
Still. Am I supposed to be weird too? Is this what we do?
God, don't be weird.
We don't tell. We don't prep.
No, we're done. That's it. That's the intro. It's already over. You missed your opportunity to be weird. It's too late.
Hi everybody. Welcome to the Minnesota.
No. Santel's gonna be like. You gotta make it like creepy.
Okay.
Like Tim Allen in the Minnesota.
Alex, you said you have something to read for us, right?
Yeah. So last week we did our awesome Chilluminati Christmas Advent calendar of listener stories, which was very fun. I really enjoyed it. But there's more listener stories than I could fit in the Advent calendar. I mean, fit in the Advent calendar. And so I had to leave this one out. So this one is from it's like a longer one, but it's so out there that I had to read it. This is from Spriggle Wiggle. It's called Wolfenstein Dream. So here we go.
Okay.
Hello, Chilluminati Podcast. Longtime listener, first time poster. I've been meaning to post Dream since I had it, but ADHD and life had their fair share distracting me. I implore you to read this on the pod. I'd love to know what you all interpret and what symbolism Jesse will dissect from this one. I don't experience my dreams often, but when I do, I try to write them down, albeit in a stupor since I'd just awoken. Sometimes I remember to go back and clean it up. This is one of the few dreams I've ever experienced with a beginning, middle, and end, and the only one with some level of coherence. Incredibly cinematic. I copied and pasted exactly as it is in my notes, so if there's any typos or weird wording, have fun with it. Okay, I digress. Lettuce bag in. DMY, month, day, year, confuses and annoys me. 6/2/25. 6/2/25. That's February 6th, 2025. First dream. First person. I'm in a small room, only about 10 by 10 by 6 feet. Everything looks in the style of the original Wolfenstein, including armors, ammo, and a pistol sitting on the ground. Listener, if you don't know what Wolfenstein is, it's the original first-person shooter, and it's still around today at Bethesda.
Oh, shit.
The armor, however, is reminiscent of MCRN light armor. I've been watching a lot of The Expanse as of late. The Expanse, listener, is a show on television. It's quite good. If you like the Star Trekkies, Mass Effect-type stuff, check out The Expanse. When I collect the pistol, I hear a voice echo throughout the building. Find the beast. Kill the demon. Free your brother. And so it begins.
Oh, okay.
Each room has a doorway about 4 feet by 3 feet. Every wall is smooth white with a very dark brown ceiling. The first door I shuffle through leads to a landing of a steep ramp. Old school stairways were simpler, days of basic polygons. So I ascend, crawl through the entry, and see a hallway stretching ahead of me and to the right of me. I go right, and at the end are doors next to both shoulders. I go left and find some armor against a wall and a 4x4 square in the floor to drop down a level. I walk through a doorway that is immediately on the right of the one I entered, and I start to hear breathing, heavy animalistic breathing. I don't have a flashlight, so I can't shine a light to see the other end of this really, really long room. I ever so carefully creep closer as the breathing gets louder and louder until I can make out its whole shape. It looks humanoid. Instead of skin, it's made purely out of only what I can describe as dark red tree roots. It has no eyes, only sockets, and it seems to be looking right at me. I make a vicious scream, similar to a T-Rex in Jurassic Park mixed with the HL2, that's Half-Life 2, stalker scream. Truly frightening. Listener, Half-Life 2 is a game that's for a PC, came out about 20 years ago. Truly frightening. I turn around and run. It chases. I enter the armor room, immediately step side back into the hallway and run down the corridor to the way I haven't gone before. I keep moving. I turn right. It's another long corridor. I keep pace. I can feel the fear on my breath. I turn right again. Someone shackled to the wall. It's a black-haired lady in a skin-tight leather suit. It's Ashi, the daughter of Aku. I don't think I've seen her in years or even finished watching the show, but somehow she's in my head. Guys, I don't think I know this one. Is it Samurai Jack?
I think it's Samurai Jack.
Okay. Samurai
Jack. In Samurai Jack? Yeah. Aku has it. In like the one they created later, that was like the last season. Spoilers. I know why she's in your head. You dirty
boy. Dirty boy.
All right. All right. She looks up at me, then lowers her head in sadness. This is written in like Germanic, like high speech font. Just end me and be done with it, she says. And then we're back to Ariel. I'm starting to slow my breath, and without thinking, I shoot the chains holding her arms and run into another room to my left. There's only one other door in here. I enter, and it's another stair slope that leads me back down. I glide down and snake my way back to the first room. So many empty rooms. I hear the creature. Its low growl permeates the walls, filling the air with a dark fog of anger. I sneak around the bottom floor, waiting to come face to face with the thing again. I enter a room, and it's on the other side. I aim my gun at it and wait until it turns towards me. When it does, I realize that it doesn't actually see. It only hears. Shooting might hurt it, but it will only give away where I am. Find the beast. Kill the demon. Maybe I'm not supposed to kill this creature. Only find it. I make a stomp. It hears. It looks directly at the betraying foot.
Listeners, Stomp the Yard is a pretty good dancing
movie. Good movie.
If you don't know about it, you should check out Stomp the Yard.
I went to go see Stomp the Yard in theaters, and it was sold out. And so instead, I saw a movie I knew nothing about called Children of Men. And
oh my God, what a fucked us up.
Fucked us up. It looks directly at the betraying foot. Makes it scream and lunges at me. I sprint back the way I came after making distance. I slow down enough that I don't get too far ahead. I run back up the newly found slope and run back into where I left the prisoner. She's not there, of course. She's behind me. She was waiting for me to return. She hits me in the back of the head and I fall over. The pistol, in classic fashion, slides away from me. She picks it up. We're back in Germanic high speech. Think next time, hero. I'm gonna have to copy paste this one. I can't tell what this word is because it's actually I can't read the font. What do you guys think?
Think.
I'm gonna copy paste it and change the font.
Great question. Great detective work.
I mean, what else would THIN be? Surely that's an K.
But the K does. But the K looks like a little tree.
I don't know.
Think, dude. Think.
I don't want to pause, but I feel like I got to know what this word is before I.
It won't change font.
I think it's too hard. It's just you think about it.
All right. Think next time, hero. Thimph next time, hero.
Yeah, there you go.
Thump, 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 thump. Blah, crunch. And so I found the beast, killed the demon, and out of the twisted roots and dark form of the creature, my brother appeared, innocently dormant and unaware of the events. And that is where this post ends. There is nothing else after that.
That is actually
phenomenal.
Yo, I was taking notes like crazy. Y'all have no clue. That actually is the easiest one to figure out. I'm so thrilled. This is fantastic. Usually they're like complicated. This one's so simple. Okay. I'm going to break it down for you. Obviously, a lot of this could be like you just thought of a thing and it included in your dream. Of course, as always. But one, when you think Wolfenstein, you think all of those old games, they're basically boxes or halls that look like boxes. It's oppressive. It's, it's kind of all around you, all encompassing. All right. Then. Find the beast, kill the demon, free your brother. This is awesome. Because, okay, first off, the beast, right? So find the beast, kill the demon, free your brother. It's a stage thing, right? Stage 1, stage 2, stage 3. It's a process. You're going through a process. And so the beast could be an instinct that finding suggests you need to acknowledge this part of you, right? You need to find the beast within you or whatever that beast might be,
yes.
Right? Some sort of animalistic thing. And then the part where you face the demon, right? You kill the demon is you have to like face this inner adversary or like the concept of striving for peace, defeating this evil, and then free your brother, right? Brother in the dream is more than just a brother. It symbolizes your connection to humanity, like finding the, right? But the thing that's great about this, the thing that ties it all together perfectly, is that Ashi, who is Aku's half-demon assassin daughter,
from the revival,
raised
the adult,
to kill Jack,
from the revival,
yet falls
adult, yeah.
in love with Jack,
yeah,
is literally find the beast, kill the demon, free your brother. Like, if you just like think about the idea of what that is, she's like his most loyal servant for Aku, and then she meets Jack and is freed from that demon, defeated, and they fall in love. It all like checks out on sort of like a grand scale. What it means specifically, I have no clue. But on like a do these things line up in the dream, 100%.
You guys are so lucky that Jesse watched the like revival adult version of Samurai Jack that came out recently.
Yeah, I know what's up.
You guys are so lucky.
I think you were playing a Nazi video game, killing Nazis, and I think you had a supernatural dream about the evils of the Holocaust. Right? The beast is the genocide, right? The
Damn.
Demon that you have to fight is us, right? Like we Damn. Are, it was perpetrated by people.
But also he, like, you know, Ashi's hot. So he was like, you're in the dream too,
but
baby.
But Jesse, that's part of it because Ashkenazi Jews were part of the group that were being attacked by their
father. You
know, father.
All right,
talk
about
you think it's
Ashi,
them,
you think it's Ashkenazi?
Part of me.
Ashkenazi Jewish Ashpagashkins.
For some reason, the way you were saying it, you were like, and Ashkenazi Jews we're trying to kill Samurai Jack.
No, listen, I don't know what Haku's religion was. I'm just telling you, this was the cemetery that I saw. And, you know, the bright light of Hanukkah is going to be shining very soon, everybody. So I'm just letting you know, I think this dream has more meaning.
There's a lot of things in the air, and I have seen a special or two about Hanukkah, so I know lightly what it's about.
On the first night of Hanukkah, what do? We light the menorah and another candle too.
Oh.
That's lamb chops? Lamb chops
if it's lamb chop, that's quality.
I don't think I've seen that since actually.
If you want to watch this, it's great. It's got the dad from Growing Pains.
Alan Thicke?
It's got an old guy Mr. Miyagi shows up to the party well and is hanging out with Charlie Horse.
There is only one Christmas special that I acknowledge. That's the Claymation Christmas special. The greatest Christmas special there ever was.
I watched it with you. It's over on Jesse's
That's what
Patreon.
I'm saying.
Go
it's one
it
of the
it's
best
great.
Things that ever existed.
Are you doing a Patreon to Patreon brand deal right now?
I'm just saying, if you're on the Patreon and you're not on the Chilluminati pot and you're only on Jesse Cox, I'm telling you, marry those together. It is a beautiful, just like when you
just marry them.
Just Miriam, a classic Jewish name, Jesse. A classic Jewish
Miriam. And Hunter of Samurai Jack.
Yes,
one of the other daughters of Aku.
Yes, that's true.
What? Do I need to watch this? Happening. Is this show incredible?
Dude, it's good.
Samurai Jack.
Yeah. It's like
good.
They bring it back for like one final hurrah, and it's fantastic.
Yeah. All right.
Samurai Jack solved the problem of how do we have him kill everything? Everything just has oil in it. And glorious.
Yep. Yeah. It's very well.
I did love the Star Wars. I love those.
Those original Clone War cartoons.
Yes. The good ones. Yeah.
The good ones. Yeah, very similar.
No hate. No hate. Like, those were just masterpieces. Is that it? Are there more?
Do you have?
I got some fun stuff. Okay, so in Psychology Today, an article by Tori Rondelen. It's interesting. Is America filled with monsters? Is the question mark there?
Yes.
According to popular lore, monsters lurk in every state. Is this good for us? So the article starts out by introducing topics that we talk about a bunch. Bigfoot, Mothman, Chupacabra, et cetera, et cetera. It defines cryptids. It goes into what they are and talks about, like, yeah, they're fabled creatures that scientifically haven't been proven to exist, but it's fun to talk about them. And the article goes on to say, statistically, millions of Americans believe that cryptids are real. For instance, approximately 1 in 5 believe in Bigfoot. This belief, in turn, helps support a huge monster industry. One 2024 study found that Bigfoot products generate $140 million annually.
What?
Jesse, you, today, you benefit off the monster industry. Come on now.
Yeah,
monster
today, clown. There are numerous museums available for the monster investigator, not to mention a plethora of films, toys, websites, and festivals. In fact, a brand new Bigfoot movie just came out called American Sasquatch by the Missing 411 guy, yeah, which I have a copy of. If y'all want to watch that, I have a copy of it.
The literal guys. Missing 411 series we did is me shitting on David Paul.
Yes, which is why, like, we have to watch
for like 8 hours straight.
Bigfoots come from UFOs. They're interportal demeaned. They like take people sometimes. They like go through portals. That's why we can't see them. They're not on this plane. I just heard David Pilates talking about this. He is
I know.
Wild.
We I need I to watch it. I have a code. Let's watch. All right. Anyway.
Yep.
Some argue that monster belief propagates pseudoscience, which is a movement that challenges scientific authorities and often suggests that scientific institutions are malign entities. This can work to the detriment of public health and faith in essential institutions. Note, literally, it's exactly what they're afraid about when they talk about, like, RFK talking absolute nonsense about medicine, where they're like, is it good though? Is it? So that's one of the concerns they have. On the other hand, some argue that Bigfoot and its kin can spark a healthy interest in biology, environmentalism, and can also provide succor to marginalized groups that feel monsterized by an intolerant society. It all sounds like a lot of like Bigfoot. Like, we're helping people.
Bigfoot. Yeah, yeah.
We're helping
yeah.
people. Maybe I don't know.
Like, coming from the angle of like, don't get rid of Bigfoot, I guess.
It does seem like Bigfoot lobby, but anyway. And it's certainly without debate that monsters have become economic bonanzas and even entertainment megastars. The popularity of Bigfoot speaks to a broader context. A scholar, Joshua Blue Booz, notes, at mid-century, American working-class white men were doing quite well financially. But broadly speaking, they were leery of the changing culture. Mass media made the world seem fake, and the post-war emphasis on family and togetherness, a word coined in 1954, could feel stultifying. In addition, the economy was changing from an industrial one to one based on services and consumption, and that change changed what it meant to be successful as a man. This was one of the things, like, they keep talking about aliens. They talk about, like, every time major cultural changes happen, interest in all this stuff picks up. Mm-hmm. And so right now, major cultural changes are happening, and we're very obsessed with aliens. Right?
Absolutely. Same thing. The same trend can be found with true crime as well. When the world gets in a darker spot, the people who are take in true crime content goes up.
That's like me with comic books. When COVID-19 happens, I buy more comic books than anybody ever expected. And now it's a burden that I must carry with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah. And doing all of this, like, both Bigfoot, Mothman, the UFOs, whatever, they offer some sort of access or understanding to the troubles and the things happening past, present, dreams you might have. Like, it gives easy explanations to be like, oh, it's that thing.
Yeah.
It can problematically inspire troubling habits, like the belief that science is wrong and that anecdotal reports and common sense are reliable evidence. But it also inspires hope and helps people, you know, resuscitate stagnant local economies and, you know, helps them get through troubling times. What is more, cryptids have apparently deserved our national attention because it signals, like, deeper social and psychological processes that we're all going through. We can study cryptid belief in order to better understand the human mind, such as our proclivity to anthropomorphize objects and our urge to believe in the more fantastical reality. So basically the article is saying, hey man, look, it might all be hogwash, but, like, we need this. It's the reason why we create all sorts of stuff, even if it's real or not real. You know, don't be a buzzkill. Basically the article.
Well, that's kind of my vibe, honestly.
Yeah, Alex, that is what an Alex is.
Over on our over on Storytime, David told me all the cryptids across all these different states and in a number of small towns. They know the cryptid's fake. There's still a museum, and it's the only thing going on in that small town. Yep. So that part of it stands out to me. I also have been I've been watching my friends raise their kids, and like to you and I, when we talk about Bigfoots or like monsters and stuff like that, it's a little ambiguous. But like when you're like preparing a little person for the world, monsters are real.
Yeah,
and like. Not and mind you, what I'm talking about is the Santa Claus monster who's going to whip out a gun at the bank is real, but like also like that idea of be wary of what is in the forest, be wary about the unknown. So like, I also feel like part of this is also like that existential dread that you're trying to instill in people of like, just be careful. Like even in the middle of the forest, you might get missing 411, and like that's something. Regardless of why those people go missing, sadly that happens.
Sometimes you just fall in a goddamn hole. Yeah,
yeah. What you're talking about is exactly I think the point of the article, which is like no one on this show I think believes that missing 411 is a real like supernatural thing.
Right.
But people definitely go missing in the forest, and the moral, the message should be, hey. Be careful in the forest.
Yeah, try not to go missing in the forest, bro. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, my other hot takeaway is this is why we need disclosure. I need to know that grays and mantises and these are real so that we can go, oh, all that other stuff was nonsense. But the biggest conspiracy, the one, those gray things that people keep saying they see in their dreams, that's for sure.
No, the mantises are a split off that were mad at the big guys for destroying their destiny, and now they're coming to kill us. But we don't know about it because we didn't want to spend the socialism coin.
When the mantis, when the military guy got taken by the mantis thing, he said, I can do whatever I want to your body and hurt you, but we can't hurt your souls. So do with that what you will, everybody.
On that, we'll wrap this mini-sode up. I'm going to leave you boys with just a link. That is the the footage. The Kai Kora UFO incident footage there. It's going to be lights on a screen, as you would expect.
Uh-huh. What's that wild, is the footage. When I clicked on it, it sounded exactly like Jesse talking. Like 100% just like Jesse was doing his accent again.
That's so you did a great job, Jesse, is what
you
I'm hearing
such
here.
Such a good job, Jesse.
Thank you.
But what you're seeing is fucking what you would expect. Bright lights in a night sky. Like, what do you expect
this
to
is
see?
Like,
it's all, you know, it's out there. You can go see it. We'll be back next week with another mini-sode. Santel, thank you again for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you on, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll be back next week. Thank you all again. We appreciate you. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.